Drew, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How you doing?
You know, when you Google Drew Stanton, Michigan, the first thing that pops up is Drew Stanton Dougie Dance. And if for folks who don't know, and my kids know because they love this, Drew Stanton scored a touchdown. And after the touchdown celebration, and you can find this on YouTube, after the touchdown celebration on December 6th, I believe, 2010, it was on the Come On Man, as a matter of fact. He did a little dance that was made famous by the Washington Wizards and former Kentucky basketball player John Wall, who does the Dougie Dance. And Drew did it. Tell us, where'd you get the idea and what made you go there after you scored your touchdown?
You know, it just kind of started out as a lighthearted joke in the locker room. You know, we're sitting there in pregame, and sometimes it tends to drag on, especially with me getting a chance to start for the first time of the year. And I just kind of wanted to lighten the mood in the locker room and kind of let everybody know that, you know, the way that I play and kind of my personality out on the field is just to relax and have fun. You know, all the hard work and everything, the preparation that's put in throughout the course of the week culminates on Sunday. And so, you know, like I said, I went up and I was just kind of joking around the locker room. And especially in the wide receiver area, I said, you know, I know we have a quarterback draw and we have some different quarterback runs in around the goal line because of the coverages that they play. And I said, if I can get in the end zone, I want to do a touchdown dance, you know, and kind of get the crowd into it and, you know, just kind of joke around. And I said, does anybody know how to do the Dougie? And everybody kind of looked at me and nobody really gave me an answer. And I said, well, all right, I guess, you know, if I get in the end zone, I'm going to just do my best impersonation that I can. And, you know, it was all in good fun, and obviously it didn't look too good because, like you said, I was on Come On Man.
Well, let's talk about the NFL. Judge has told the NFL that they can't lock out the players. Give us your perspective on what's been going on with this court issue.
You know, there's so many underlying issues that, you know, it's starting to work in our favor, which is nice as players because hopefully we can resolve this and move on. That's what everybody wants. But, you know, we're dealing with two very powerful people on different sides. And, you know, I applaud the people that have stuck their ground on our side because the players are the ones that are putting themselves at risk and doing all this stuff. And, you know, owners financially, you know, can be pretty comfortable over the long haul, especially the way the NFL is projected to grow in the coming years and the way that we're expanding the game. And, you know, you look at that and then you look at you know, the trends of, you know, the career in the NFL, how long that lasts compared to these owners that are going to be financially secure. So, you know, I think it's important for us to stand firm on our ground and try and get the most money that we possibly can because, you know, like I said, we're the ones that are inheriting that risk. And then, you know, most of what we see, you know, or the information that we're getting as players, it comes from our player reps, which have become so important. Kyle Vandenbosch has been a great resource. And actually the facility that I'm working at down here, Eric Coleman, who just signed with the Lions, was a player rep in Atlanta, and he's kind of been filling me in. So there's some key dates that we have had circled on our calendar. Obviously, the first one a couple days ago with the judge ruling in our favor, it was astronomical, and also with Judge Doty as far as the TV contracts are concerned.
Drew, one of the sticking points with the owner is the fact that so much guaranteed money is paid out to rookies, especially in that first round. Isn't it frustrating to you that a rookie could come in and sign a contract for $50 million and he hasn't proven himself and you've been through the wars and you've paid your dues and you're not nearly in that area?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was fortunate enough to be a second-round pick and, you know, made a nice amount of money up front. You know, those higher-end guys, it is hard to say. I think there's a happy medium that can be found with that. I think if a guy goes out there and performs and plays as well as Sam Bradford did last year, he deserves that money that's coming to him. You know, he was able to do that. You know, so if you make an incentive base for rookies, then that's a different deal. But I think that's one thing that we have been able to agree upon with coming out of these talks with the owners and the players that is proposing something and changing it and altering it because, you know, it has kind of gotten out of hand because each year it has to grow by percentage points, and then it gets to a point where you kind of look back and say, you know, there is something that needs to be adjusted here.
Drew, why does Sam Bradford, you said he deserved that money. He hasn't done anything. Why does he deserve it in your opinion?
I think, you know, knowing what it takes to play at this level, you know, he's going to get better and do stuff. I mean, I know that I don't even know how much money he has guaranteed or whatnot, but I would say last year he earned his money. Now, whether or not he goes out there and does it again, you know, it remains to be seen. But he went out there and he performed. He did his job to the best of his ability. He shouldn't be at fault because these owners are giving him money. Now, if they're going to tailor that and pull it back in the reins, which, you know, I think everybody agrees needs to happen, then that's a different story. But you can't fault the kid. You can't fault Matthew Stafford for making the money that he makes because he was going out there. You know, somebody's going to make it. Why can't it be him?
All right, Drew, where do you stand as far as your relationship with the Detroit Lions? Where are you right now? Are you still a Detroit Lion? Is there a contract on the table? Where are you?
There's a lot of gray area within that. You know, I'm waiting to see what's going to happen with the CBA because I'm one of, you know, a small percentage that is in limbo right now because if we revert back to last year's league rules where it's 6 years to be a free agent, then technically I'm a restricted free agent with the Detroit Lions. Now, if they get away from that, which they're saying they're going to, away from restricted and unrestricted free agents, then I would technically be an unrestricted free agent and no longer have rights in Detroit because my contract has technically expired. So, you know, I'm just waiting to see. You know, if I go back to Detroit, that's great. You know, it's all going to work itself out in the end, and hopefully, you know, wherever it goes, we'll be playing football this year, and that's all I wanted to do.
Have any other teams contacted you, or are you pretty much in limbo waiting to see what happens?
It's actually illegal for my agent to have any contact. So right now, you know, can't really do anything except for know that the Lions tried to tender me before the lockout was put into place. So that's at least nice knowing that they want me back because that was something that could have been up in the air. They could have not offered me a tender, and then you know, I would have not had any options and, you know, not had a home. But now knowing that I can go back to Detroit and be a part of that and be a part of that franchise that's moving in a great direction is something that excites me.
Michigan State Spartan football team was 11-2 last year. As that season unfolded, tell me what you thought.
You know, I'm sure everybody in East Lansing was so grateful for that year because it seems like in years past you just get snake bitten by a loss, by one play that kind of altered the season. But, you know, we were making those plays last year as Michigan State fans, and I know it felt great. You know, even in being 60 miles away in Detroit, you could feel the passion that there was up in East Lansing and how many Michigan State fans were proud to put on the green and white on Saturdays and wear it around the entire week. So, you know, there is a sense of pride that goes with that, and that's what's so great about college football. And, you know, for those kids to be able to make those plays, Aaron Bates, you know, coming through in the clutch many times, and just the way that they were able to persevere, it speaks volumes about the type of program that Coach D'Antonio has put together there.
Well, I have to make it clear, I'm a Michigan State fan, but I want to get your take on this. How good does it feel to have beaten Michigan 3 years in a row?
That's great. I feel great for those guys because I never did it. So, you know, for them to have those bragging rights, that's one thing that you look back upon, and, you know, you can't change it, but it does sting a little bit knowing that those guys down the road, you know, got away with a couple that they shouldn't have.
Well, before we let Drew go, he is in Florida. He's been training, getting ready for the upcoming season. He is going to be holding his golf outing again this year at College Fields in East Lansing, and he's very excited about that. Talk about your golf outing.
Definitely. It'll be our second year in East Lansing at College Fields. It was a great, you know, it initially started in Battle Creek. And we moved it up to East Lansing, trying to draw on the local businesses and communities, you know, that we have strong ties with, and I've been fortunate enough to make great relationships with. So, you know, it's a unique golf outing. It's not your stereotypical one where you just donate your money and you go play and, you know, you walk away and don't feel like anything was really accomplished. We were fortunate enough to donate all of the funds that we raised last year to Special Olympics of Michigan and Children's Miracle Network in Michigan. So all this is going back to the kids in the area. We were able to sponsor the transportation for all the kids in the Detroit area to go up to winter games in Traverse City. So all this money that we raise is going back and directly impacting the kids. And it's, like I said, we've been fortunate enough to get in line with great companies like Pizza House. And we also have Qdoba and Coladas, and Bravo was there last year. And some other adult beverages companies that, you know, were able to come out and show their support. So, you know, we're looking to expand, and we have a couple more companies that we've added this year. Excess Energy is going to be back again, but we also have Hudsonville Ice Cream. So each hole kind of has its own different theme. So when you go up to it, You know, you're going to be experiencing some food. So people, you know, I told everybody to come hungry, and everybody left with a full stomach last year. So, you know, you can get a foursome together, and then you're going to play with some type of either Michigan State athlete, Drew Neitzel was there last year, some basketball players, some hockey players, Zach McClellan. Hopefully Drew Miller won't be able to make it this year because they'll be in the Cup. I don't know if it'll be done by then. So, you know, then I'm also leaning on my ties that I have throughout the NFL and getting a lot of the players that I played with are already confirmed to come back, such as Kyle Cook and T.J. Duckett. Those guys will be in town. And then Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson, all those guys. So, you know, it's a pretty good list of celebrities that we're putting together. And, you know, we're constantly trying to find ways to improve it and grow it and excited about this year and what's in store because you know, like I said, it's unique in the fact that Friday night we have a dinner, which is completely separate from the golf. We do a dinner and like an auction where people have the opportunity to get into some really neat auction prizes and silent auction items. And that's held at Enzo, again, where it was last year. And, you know, Harry has been an unbelievable host and, you know, given us much more than he ever needed to help this thing be successful.
All right, and the dates for that golf outing are?
It's June 10th and 11th. And so the dinner is at the dinner is at 7 o'clock, I believe, at Enzo on the 10th, and then golf is at noon on the 11th.
And I know people can call College Fields at 332-8100. Another place they can go to get signed up for this?
Is my website, which is highfivefoundation.org. But the five is a little bit unique in the spelling, where it's the number five and then IVE. So it's high five with number five, IVE, foundation.org. So, you know, we still have room for a bag sponsor and a cart sponsor, which will have the logo prominently displayed on every single cart if people are interested. So we'd love to get everything sold out and make it a great event again this year.
All right, Drew, we're going to stay in touch with you. We're going to help you promote this. We look forward to seeing you out there. And hopefully you will remain a Detroit Lion. We'll just have to wait and see. Thanks so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.